Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. This week, I want to present some messages about God's love and mercy. And let's remember, Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. In fact, He is God. Amen. And He offers fellowship. Man was born to fellowship with Him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. The only true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So simple, so wonderful, so glorious. This glorious gospel. And the very heart of it is, man was born to fellowship with God. We could do that. That revelation, that truth, it's an eternal revelation, but he's available today. It's incredible. This is an example of His love and mercy. Amen. The chief end of man is to know Him. That's what eternal life is. Eternal life is literally knowing Him. I do want to say I'm going to give a second message after this, an evangelistic message that is not in this series. I want to present it, you know, the two sides. There's two sides of this. Of there's God's love and mercy, but then there's the other side. So I'll save that for this, the second message. But the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His excellence and magnificence, His mercy, all contained within Him is all of these glorious attributes. And His, I almost don't want to, well, I'm going to list in the notes. Our ministry we put together 29 revelations of God's love revealed in the Jesus ministry. Ministry as a man on the earth. I've put this in the notes before, but I almost don't want to focus on that yet in this short message, because when we meet Him, He reveals all that He is and all that He does and His great love and compassion for the world. And many object to that, don't they? The greatest example of His love and compassion is that Jesus Christ died for the world, shed His blood 7 times, died for the world. That's such a glorious, to think that God would give His only Son to die for the world. If anyone doubts, well, is God, you know, again, people object and have many, many objections, don't they? Some may say, well, look how hard my life is and has been, and how difficult it is, and how much suffering is on the earth, and on and on and on. They present objections. But it's very clear, especially in modern times, because the gospel is being proclaimed. Jesus is alive. Jesus died for the world. He's now alive, and He's doing today the same things He did when He was a man on the earth. He loves, He saves, He heals. And we see in the Bible that God is a healing God, all from Genesis to Revelation, all the way through. Let's not think that, well, things changed when Jesus Christ came to the earth and all these wonderful things. The only true God has been doing these things all throughout human history. And his love and mercy is revealed literally from the first person he created all the way until the book of Revelation, the millennium, the thousand-year reign, and eternity in heaven. Anyone who simply says yes to Jesus Christ and sincerely walks with God, which is what humans were born to do, will end up in fellowship with the Almighty God forever in heaven. There's another example of his love and mercy, that he's offered someone that for eternity. He's offered himself. And to think that most people say no. Most people choose self instead of God. How can that be? How can... That's therein is another objection that people have. Now, our ministry is in evangelism, okay? But we want to just teach and build hunger in anyone who will listen about the glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he is God Almighty, and he's one with the Father God Almighty. Amen. Amen. And now I want to go back to that man was born to fellowship with God. That's one of the, you might say, the greatest revelations of his love and mercy. That God himself, the only true God of the universe, even that he would just offer himself in any way to a person. If he was available just for one moment or a minute or an hour or a day. Even if he wasn't available, if someone just got to, let's say, be saved and be in his kingdom, and then to think, though, that he offers, let's get down to what the gospel, a summary of the gospel is that the Lord God Almighty, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, offers himself to every person all the time, their entire life, for all eternity. And those who make it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. Even if they just, you know, some people will just barely make it to heaven. But when they get there, they will fellowship with God in the same way that the patriarchs of the faith are fellowshipping with him. And the deep, so that fellowship is available on the earth. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus Christ. That's the treasure Jesus spoke about in the parable of the treasure hidden in a field. It's also Revelation 3:20. Jesus is knocking on the door of every person's heart. So he's not just available. That's another example of his love and mercy. He's not just available, glory to God forever. The Father and Jesus are in heaven, in glory, and the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, available to every person, just like I said. I mean, it's just incredible. So all these are revelations of his love and mercy, and yet we as humans... I understand it's difficult living on the earth. We have challenges and problems, and you know, it's a perhaps those are things that bring us to God. We see that that God, a famous scripture, God has chosen the weak things and the things that are lowly and the things that are, you know, disregarded. You know, the gospel is for everyone. Everyone. But getting down to the heart of it, it's usually, as I've mentioned before, we studied it, and it's the have-nots and the suffering that generally receive and find Jesus Christ and make it to heaven. But it's for everyone. There's another example of God's love. For God so loved the world. Okay, very clear, both from the Bible, from and from modern anointed books and revelations and teachings, people who have actually been to heaven, and you know that God wants everyone to make it to heaven. He's not willing that any perish and end up in hell. But to think of it's the greatest irony perhaps in human history that most people choose self instead of God. They choose self instead of Jesus Christ. How could someone say no to Jesus Christ? And I'll try to finish with this. Herein is a great revelation of God's love and mercy, that everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father God Almighty, reveals the only true God. If we want to know what God is like, just look right at Jesus Christ. To think that we have the Gospels that show so much about that, his life and his 3 years of ministry from beginning to end, just read all of that. Look at everything he did. Look at everything that he did, everything that he said, every miracle, every act of great compassion. And Jesus even said the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father doing. It's just so fascinating. Now let's skip to today. We know that everything we receive in our most holy faith is all because of Jesus Christ. But get this, this is what's so amazing. We can be in ministry, well, the famous saying that many have said, Jesus became what we are so we could become what he is. Okay, a child of God, a son and daughter of the Most High God, and make it to heaven gloriously. But on the earth, we have the opportunity to be in ministry and literally do what Jesus did. Now, some may not understand that, but that's what, if you really look at the Gospels, that's what is offered. And in fact, what he offers and gives is beyond, I mean, it's just the Holy Spirit reveals it, and we can walk in that and receive those promises, and we can be in ministry and do what Jesus did. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so two things. I'll finish with this. And remember, this is the whole purpose of all of this. All the things that can be done through us reveal God's love and mercy. That he wants to save and heal and set free and deliver and on and on and on today. So two areas. One is ministry. I just want to focus on two areas, hone in on, okay? In ministry, we, through us, Jesus can do those same things. Well, he even said greater things. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He will do even greater things than these. And that greater thing is of course, salvation, that people can be saved. But you look at Luke 4, 18, 19, all those incredible things that Jesus Christ, God, can do when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. You know, incredible things. Okay, so there's ministry. Primarily, Jesus saves and heals and all the wonderful things. But now the second area I want to mention is Jesus speaks about being an overcomer and again, our ministry has studied this, and many, you know, thousands of people have probably put this same list together, but we have found 18 promises to the overcomers that are in Revelation chapters 2 all the way until mainly chapters 2 and 3, but then in Revelation 21. 18 promises, every one of which is just truly incredible. I apologize about my voice, but please bear with me. So, someone who knows Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to receive these incredible promises. And it's the same principle as the same, you know, all truth is parallel. It's the opportunity. And I want to say this in love and in not harshly, but again, this reveals God's love, is that everything He offers from salvation on, it's up to a person what they do with that, what their response is. The very first, most important decision is the choice between God and self. But it's the same thing in our most, really with everything in our most holy faith. This is one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and that it's up to a person what they do with that. You know, God offers Himself. He offers, again, starting with salvation. That's the greatest thing. But everything is from glory to glory. He offers. Now let's go to what I mentioned earlier. He offers to fellowship. It's up to a person if they pursue that and pursue Him. They don't have to. They can still make it to heaven and live forever in glory in heaven, but not necessarily on the earth. They may not have known that God offers fellowship. He offers all the promises that I mentioned. There's 7,000 promises people have found in the Bible. 7,000. And we found 300 in the Gospels, the promises that Jesus Christ makes. At least 300. There's likely a lot more. And then these promises to the overcomers, 18 specific, which are just so awesome. Incredible. Every one of them. Okay. But someone does not, how shall I say it? It's all the same. All truth is parallel. God offers these, but again, it's up to a person if they pursue them and so forth. And they don't have to, this is a whole different area. But Jesus told Mary Baxter in Divine Revelation of Hell, specifically said, pray that you may be an overcomer. So it's very serious. And a believer's eternal destiny depends on it. That's how serious it is. We know that unbelievers' destiny depend on their decision, but with believers also, because I don't want to get into that too much. I just want to present these are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You understand how just glorious and awesome and basically the whole subject, one aspect of this subject is, well, what if someone's not an overcomer? You know, Jesus says many times, it's in, again, Revelation chapters 2, 3, and also 21. You know, he who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. That's the first one. Revelation 2, 7. So, you know, the question is, what if someone's not an overcomer? Well, God's loving and merciful, and if somebody is saved and their name's in the book of life and they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they'll go to heaven gloriously. But see, some believers will have missed out on all these wonderful things that God offers, such as his fellowshipping with man and these promises to the overcomers. Okay, I'm wanting to present new content, but we can go back to the greatest example of his love and mercy. The greatest is that he offers himself fully and even offers to fellowship with man. It's just incredible. He's the most wonderful, most glorious, beautiful person in the universe. And it's what humans were created to do. Amen.